Right now, we want to say hello and welcome to the program, a gentleman who is the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. South Carolina has an abysmal track record when it comes to tobacco and teens. And we say hello to Matt Myers. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well this morning. Thanks for having us on.
No, I appreciate it very much. South Carolina, we just got a tobacco report card that came out earlier this month or the end of last month, where we got a D- when it comes to dealing with the cessation programs, tobacco education and stuff. And, you know, I know right now there's so much talk about vaping and juuling. I just saw where the state of Massachusetts just filed a lawsuit against Juul that they're targeting younger people. And I'm sure that these are the kinds of things you guys, the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, are talking about with the dangers of youth e-cigarette use and the need for a full ban on flavored products and local activity to put an end to this epidemic once and for all, right?
You know, that couldn't be more true. And, you know, the folks in South Carolina, you know, have been particularly subjected to it. Your high smoking rates among both low-income individuals and kids is not only placing a health burden on all of your citizens, but it undermines all of their efforts to reduce health disparities. You know, the lawsuit in Massachusetts was a wake-up call for everybody. They documented the extent to which Juul knowingly, consciously, followed the tobacco industry playbook in designing marketing campaigns to make e-cigarettes appealing to kids. You know, for folks in North Carolina, you've seen it before because the tobacco industry did it with menthol and continues to do it with menthol cigarettes.
Well, you know, Matt, I was going to say, Matt, we actually here in South Carolina, we received when the giant tobacco settlement came about, 10, 15 years ago, the state of South Carolina got a ton of money, and then in retrospect, all of the money that we got in that tobacco summit went to all kinds of other things other than it was actually targeted to go towards.
You couldn't be more right. You know, if attorney generals were for-profit companies, they'd be charged with bait and switch because they settled the case saying what their concern was helping the states deal with the crisis of tobacco. Which means using the money to educate people, using the money to help people quit smoking. South Carolina didn't do that. But, you know, there is a good news story here, too, and that is there's an opportunity for change. And that's what I'd like to really hope we can focus on going forward. We know how to reduce tobacco use. We know how to make sure that both e-cigarettes and menthol cigarettes are not the scourge of North Carolina going forward.
Yeah, you know, we actually had here in the Lowcountry our buddy I got to know over the years, Jeffrey Wigand, who was the insider, the man who blew the whistle on Big Tobacco in 60 Minutes, and the movie The Insider was made about him. He lived here in the Lowcountry, and I got to know him over the years, and he was so passionate about the cause that you, as the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Matt Myers, you're passionate about as well. And when you see the numbers that in South Carolina, 12% of high school students use e-cigarettes, that 1,800 children under the age of 18 become new smokers every year. And I got to tell you, Matt, my son is 17. He does not do that stuff. He doesn't touch the vape and the Juul and that kind of stuff. But he tells me that in his high school, which is the biggest high school in the state of South Carolina, there are kids Juuling in the bathroom. They're doing it in class, on the school bus. It's unbelievable how the ease of that product has made things worse, even though I know that people will use that as a way to get off of being hooked on cigarettes.
Well, a real crime is that even as the evidence now shows conclusively that the e-cigarette companies, particularly Juul, targeted our young people, we actually haven't seen any evidence that these products are helping adult smokers quit. You know, this is one of the reasons why we are hopeful. There is legislation pending in the U.S. House of Representatives introduced by Congressman Frank Pallone that would ban the sale of all flavored e-cigarettes, but it would also ban the sale of flavored cigars. And if you ask your son, you will find out many of his high school friends are using those, and menthol cigarettes as well. You know, our hope is that, members of Congress like Joe Cunningham, you know, will support that legislation. That legislation has the potential to make a significant difference in reducing tobacco use in South Carolina.
Before we wrap up this conversation, we're talking with Matt Myers, the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. You know, you have a state like South Carolina and many other states that rely on the taxes from cigarette sales to fund certain aspects of their budget, which is circular logic because they're trying to get people to quit smoking, but they need the money from the cigarette taxes to fund things in the state. And so they seem to be reluctant to try to address it aggressively because they know that that also undercuts their budgetary concerns. That seems to be very contradictory thinking right there.
It's also bad math. For every dollar that South Carolina brings in tobacco taxes, it's paying out directly and indirectly far more in health care costs due to smoking that the state is covering, in lost productivity from workers who are sick as a result of tobacco use. So if there was ever a bad bargain, where only somebody who didn't know the math would say that. South Carolina, by reducing the number of smokers, will have a small decline in tax revenue, but it will have a big boost in healthier workers, reduced health care costs, increased productivity. It's the kind of deal that anybody who knew the math would take any day of the week.
Well, you know what they say about math and the state of South Carolina when it comes to education. But we're gonna continue to push for this because the numbers are staggering. And when you see that over 80% of kids who have used tobacco nationwide started with a flavored product, and 97% of current youth e-cigarette users have used a flavored e-cigarette just in the past month, the problem seems to be growing, though at least now there's more awareness and we just need to have more public outcry. And that's why we appreciate having you on. Matt Myers, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, thank you for joining us and keep up the good work, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Matt Myers, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, wanted to bring that to your attention just from the standpoint of the fact that it's just amazing the way that South Carolina treats the situation and has over the years. I mean, I don't know how much money we got from that tobacco settlement, hundreds of millions of dollars, and virtually none of it went towards what it was supposed to. It was just spread around in the favor factory and the pork palace that is up in Columbia. And if you've got kids, or if you're someone who's considering the whole thing when it comes to e-cigarettes and vaping and juuling and stuff, have a conversation. It literally can save their life. And so we wanted to bring that to your attention here.